Exciting things are happening in the Chinese town of Yankuk. Terry Lee has met the Dragon Lady, and she says she is coming to the hotel to visit Pat Ryan. Meanwhile, April Kane and Big Stoop have gone to visit the famous Chinese magician, Dr. Fu Ling. The doctor has taken a great interest in Big Stoop and has promised to give him a marvelous rainbow stick so that this giant, who is unable to talk, can make people understand him. In today's transcribed adventure, we'll find out exactly what this magic business is. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Say, how'd you like to taste something super swell? Something you'll agree is just about the grandest drink you ever met up with. You say you'd like to try it? Well, then just do this. Ask your mother to get a can of Libby's Tomato Juice. Put it in the icebox long enough to get good and cold, and then pour out a big glassful and sip it slowly so you can really taste it. If you don't think that's a drink in a million, I'll be mighty surprised. It's got all the wonderful flavor of big, juicy, red, ripe tomatoes. Because Libby uses prized tomatoes fresh from the fields. And here's another thing, boys and girls, a point to be sure to tell your mothers. This grand-tasting juice is a great source of vitamins. Yes, sir. Libby's tomato juice is rich in important vitamins C and A. And it's got vitamins B1 and G as well. Your mother knows you need these vitamins. You'll know as soon as you taste it that you'd sure go for a big glass of Libby's tomato juice real often. The name is Libby's, spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. Libby's tomato juice. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Yes, the Dragon Lady is coming to visit Pat Ryan. Terry Lee helped her to escape her enemies when she had been wounded. And now she declares she is working for the Chinese government against its enemy, the invader. But Terry and Pat are also working against the enemy, and so for the first time, the Dragon Lady may be on their side. So let's hurry along to Pat's hotel rooms, where we find him pacing up and down as Terry sits at the telephone.
Now look, there's a woman coming here to visit us on important business. If she asks for Terry Lee or Pat Ryan, send her up to this room. What does she look like? Well, what difference does that make?
Well, you better tell the clerk, Terry. After all, Mr. Smythe Heatherstone has orders. Nobody is permitted on this floor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, she's about 5'6". Dark hair, rather slim. Oh, gosh, I'm no good at describing people. Oh, yeah, I know. Her right shoulder, she's been wounded. Her arm will be in a sling. Yeah, that's right. No, I don't know what time she'll be here tonight. What's your name? You'd better let me call you back. Yeah, I'll call you back. What's her name? Gosh, I couldn't say it was a Dragon Lady. You can't give a name like that to the hotel clerk. You'd think you were crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Say, what is her name? I never did know.
Huh? I wonder if anybody does.
Well, people just don't go through life without a name.
Well, it looks like she did.
Oh, there she is now. Now, look, Pat, remember what I said. I think she's playing on the square.
Well, she'll have to prove it to me.
Well, didn't you wire the Army headquarters to find out if she was doing Secret Service work?
There's plenty of time for that. If she's working for the Chinese government, she'll have some form of identification.
Well, if you or I, we're working for the Chinese
look,
government.
Look, we lost everything. Passports and the whole works, and we spent the best part of one night out there in the bay. Remember? I'll get it. We'll soon find out if it's... Well?
Please, I have a message.
All right, let's have it.
Who is it, Pat?
An old gal with a message.
Who's it from?
I don't know. Put on some light and I'll read it. Come on in and shut the door. Where'd you say you were from?
It's from Dragon, One Side, Water Side.
I don't get it.
Well, read the note.
Look at this. Looks like all our worry about the Dragon Lady was for nothing. She says she can't be here.
Let's see.
See, as soon as she found out we knew about her, knew she was in Yankuk, she ran out. She didn't trust us anymore. We trusted her.
Oh, I can't believe it, Pat. For all she trusted me enough when she asked me to help her, I could have turned her over to the police or the army even then.
Well, here's the note.
Well, let's ask this old woman what she knows.
Oh, not this one. She's 80 if she's a day. I'll bet she hasn't sense enough to pound sand in a knot hole.
You're not very complimentary, Mr. Ryan.
Why, Pat, this is...
the Dragon Lady.
As for trusting me, I also wish to make sure that I can trust you. I believe I can.
Well, you don't look any more like the Dragon Lady than I do. That's a swell makeup.
Terry Lee, telephone down to the hotel desk. Tell them the woman you are expecting will not arrive this evening.
All right. That certainly is a wonderful disguise.
Terry tells me that you're working with the Secret Service Department of the Chinese Army.
You do not believe?
Well, if you are, then we have something in common.
But first, Mr. Ryan requires identification, is it not so?
Well, as the most dangerous woman in China, you can't expect me to take you at your word.
I am afraid you will have to take my word, Mr. Ryan.
You better keep out of the way of Big Stoop. He's in town. If he ever gets his hands on
you... I am hated by much more important people in this town. I knew of two men, both of them enemies of each other, yet both wish to destroy me.
Well, Terry told me about your trouble with Baron Duplexus. I understand he's in Yankut.
He wants to get rid of me, he and his hired killers. The other man, I fear a great deal more.
You don't by any chance mean me.
You and I are on the same side at the moment. In addition, I am under obligation to our friend, Terry Lee.
Yes, but who is this other man here in Yankok?
He is a famous magician, a certain Dr. Fu Ling. Until I have recovered from this shoulder injury, I shall take care that he does not cross my path.
While Pat Ryan, Terry, and the Dragon Lady are having their secret conference at the hotel, let's hurry across the town to the home of this same Chinese magician, Dr. Fu Ling. He is in the small living room with the wide-eyed April King. Standing uncomfortably nearby is the 7-foot smiling Chinese giant, Big Stoop.
I can't for the life of me see how a rainbow stick, even if it is magic, can help Big Stoop.
But you shall see. Perhaps if I explain all this another way, you might understand. For example, Miss Kane, the color red is usually connected with anger.
Oh, yes. When I get mad, I see red.
That is the idea. Now, the color blue, for example, is...
Oh, of course. When you're blue, you're blue. I mean, you don't feel happy.
Yes, quite right. And then take the other color, yellow. Yellow is usually associated with cheerfulness. Light and sunshine.
Oh, that's right.
And the color green is associated with a calm spirit, or as we Chinese would say, tranquility.
Gracious, that's a big word. I'd just rather say green.
So then if Big Stoop here, if he could write or draw pictures using these different colors, he could express himself most clearly, yes?
Oh, I see. If he was mad, he could write in red. Or if he was blue, he could write in... Oh, that's wonderful.
And now you shall see the rainbow stick at work right before your own eyes. Miss Kane, will you kindly hold up that large pad of white paper? It is right there on the table.
I have it here. You want me to hold it up so you can write on it?
Yes, if you please. And please to stand here. Just hold the pad of paper steady. That's it. Now, Miss Kane, and you too, Big Stoop. What you see in my hand looks like an ordinary pencil.
Sure it does. Regular pencil.
Yeah, but sometimes the eye is deceived. You will watch closely, please. What color would you have this pencil write on the white paper?
Well, what about red?
It shall be. You look. I will write the name Dragon Lady. D R A G O N L A D Y. There. The Dragon Lady's name in red. Now choose another.
Green?
Please to observe very carefully. I do not change pencils. I shall write your name in green. Like this. A P R I L K A N E.
Well, now write the words Big Stoop and do it in yellow.
There's no sooner said than done, Miss Kane. I write with the same pencil in yellow color. V, I, G, S, T, O, O, T.
Six, two. Did you see that? What color do you want him to write, Stu? In blue? He nods yes.
You have had red, green, yellow, and now blue.
That's wonderful. And all with the same pencil. Now, I bet I can catch you on that trick.
Perhaps. But my ancestors have said even the easily fooled turtle does not put his neck out twice. What do you wish this unusual pencil to do?
I want to see you write all the colors of the rainbow at once.
Oh. Tell Miss Campbell, you do not believe that can be done?
Oh, I believe you can do most anything, Mr. Ling. I mean, Mr. Fu.
Mm.
I'm just trying to make it difficult for you, that's all.
Quite the contrary. You have made it very easy for me. Watch this pencil closely now. I will write your name in all colors this way. A-P-R-I-L-K-A-N-E.
Why, you did it! Every color's there. And is it really done with just one pencil? All those colors?
A good magician does not answer questions. But I will tell you that these rainbow colors were written with only one pencil.
Gracious. Think what Big Stoop will be able to do with one of those things.
Yes, indeed. It will be a big help to him.
Why, he could write messages that nobody could imitate. The writing would be in all colors.
There are many uses for this miracle pencil.
What do you think of it, Stoop? Isn't it wonderful? He's holding his hand out for us.
And he shall have this rainbow stick. Here you are, my giant friend. And very soon, I shall instruct you in all its secrets. Now, Miss Kane, if you please, it is getting rather late. I will accompany you and Big Stoop back to the hotel, because I wish to have words with Mr. Pat Ryan.
I'm sure he'll want to see you, too.
Yes, I am sure he will. Because I have something interesting to tell him about the dragon lady.
Well, say, this looks like full speed ahead for adventure, all right. But I'd like to know more about Big Stoop's new rainbow stick or pencil, wouldn't you? That amazing color pencil is going to play a big part in the thrilling adventure to come, as we'll hear in just a moment. Remember, boys and girls, you're going to ask your mother to get some of that swell-tasting Libby's tomato juice. And if you want some more grand things to eat, ask her to get other Libby's foods. Anything labeled Libby's is tops for taste. Fruit cocktail, corn, peaches, Vienna sausage, and dozens of others. They're every one a treat. And mother can depend on their food values, too. So ask your mother to ask for Libby's when she buys canned goods. How many of you pasted a defense stamp in your book today? Every single one, I hope. Buying defense stamps and bonds is one of the very best ways of showing that you're a true blue American. There's adventure awaiting all our friends in the Chinese town of Yankuk, and the Dragon Lady starts it tomorrow. So be sure that you have a ringside seat at your radio for this newest transcribed fairy tale. You'll find out more about Big Stoop's rainbow pencil, too. So join us, sure.